it keeps on raining, the levee's gonna break. Oh, if it keeps on raining, the levee's gonna break. Oh, when the levee breaks, we got no place to stay. To make a mountain man leave his home. Oh well, oh well, oh well, oh well. You got to move. Oh, last night I sat on the levee and moaned. Oh, last night I sat on the levee and moaned. Oh, thinking about my baby and my happy home.
You that you gotta be aware that only you can prevent bad stuff from happening. This is a public service announcement. You and I, we are the public. You and I, we gotta love that. Yo, this Smokey the Bear telling you that only you can prevent bad stuff from happening.
WRIU Kingston.
The trip.
3 to 6 o'clock.
On WRIU, Kingston.
Tuesday afternoon.
Well, good people, welcome to another round of the Tradition Show. It goes down here every Monday evening from 6 to 9 p.m., all part of the folk programming that lasts throughout the week, as you know, if you're listening, because if you're listening, you went through the time to find us on the internet. You weren't just driving down the highway hitting the search button, so you're familiar with all this. And you're probably familiar that with the fact that it's Radiothon week. Got Glenn and Jody up here. They're going to be helping out with the phones tonight and providing the good cheer. And I'm going to pick Glenn's brain about bluegrass music and the five-string banjo and whatnot. And both Glenn and Jody are going to be asking you some questions if you give us a call here at 792-9030. And they're really simple. There's not a whole lot because it's not... not giving out any premiums this year. We're making it easy, streamlining it. And for this particular show, anyway, we're waiting until we get the transmitter back up, and we'll do full bore things again. Regardless of what the university's doing, we have the freedom to give out our own, well, with some approval, I guess, to give out our own premiums, and we'll get back to that. If you enjoy what you listen to here on Monday evenings, then please give a call at 792-9030. All we really need is your name, your pledge amount, and your email address. And what you're going to have is an email from the Alumni Association. And they're just going to be checking out, making sure you exist and getting the credentials from you. And that saves us from grabbing a bunch of credit card information over the phone here, and we're just volunteers. We're not professionals, and I can speak for Glenn anyway, who has a real job, and by the time he gets here, he's not mentally equipped to be taking down 16-digit numbers all through the evening here. So we'll make it easy. So again, there's no premiums. And it does streamline the process over here. Just need your name, pledge amount, and the email address. If you're listening, then you appreciate WRIU, and maybe even appreciate the dedication that we all put into this. Make sure it's been still have our paddles in the water. Our oars in the water, whatever kind of vessel you're getting in the water there. And all through this tumultuous time of no transmitter. And a friend of mine asked, how do you keep up the motivation? Because he was talking about, he's not unfamiliar about the workings of the radio station. He said, how do you keep up the enthusiasm week after week, knowing that, you know, the listener base is down without the FM signal going out? And my response was, I'd do it for the people that tune in on Monday nights and want to tune out from the rest of the world, and I hope I provide that space for you. I don't talk about the politics, I don't talk about traffic, and I don't even talk about the CD players when they skip. I don't want you to be burdened with any problems. I just want you to be able to come up here and forget about life and, well, the worst parts of it anyway. And just really relax, and like Fat Albert says, if you're not careful, you might just learn something. And I certainly do. It also provides me with that 3-hour respite from the turnings of the world. We're going to get it all set up here, and if you can't make a donation, please don't. If you can, please do. If you can't, if you can hit a send button on a share button on Facebook, there's plenty of information up there. If you look at the WRIU Facebook page, I posted a picture of a lot of the live performances that we've had up here for the last couple of years. That wasn't even going back too far, I guess. I gave out some free t-shirts a couple years ago. And a few of them came back in the mail by the time we got them out. It was between COVID and just a bunch of stuff, you know, things happened. And they weren't anything that anybody paid for, just it was free to anybody who donated. So I have a couple of those left. If you go to the Facebook page for WRIU, you'll see the poster I made for this week's Radiothon. It has 5 lines of 3 performers. That's 15 performers. If you can name one from each line, I'll send you out a t-shirt on me. I won't wear it. I'm not going to deliver it to your house with it on me, but I'm going to take care of everything, the postage and whatnot. And if I don't have your size, you're going to get one anyway. If you can name 2 artists from each line, that would be 10. I'll give you 2 t-shirts. And I designed them myself. They're made right here locally. So go to Facebook, look at that poster. Give me 1 artist from each line. Get yourself a t-shirt. And again, if you can give, please do. If you can't, please don't. But do share the word about what's going on here. And we do have our transmitter paid for. And now we just got to pay like those honks with trucks or whatever, or those moving companies to get it over here and put it up for us. We're getting to it. But it's real. It's happening. I promise you. And all accounts are by September, latest October. Some nice news to bring us into the winter time. Hope you all doing fine out there. And once again, we can only add to your evening. We're not going to talk too much. We're just going to hope you call in and donate a little something here. Jody and Glenn are here, ready to man the phones and talk to you a bit. And again, just your name, the amount that you want to donate, and your email address so the foundation can email you back and get your credentials so we don't have to. It really streamlines things for us. Here's Chris Thiele with one of my favorite sayings that he turned into an album, All That Wander Are Not Lost. This tune right here is called Riddles in the Dark, and the banjo player is Bela Fleck, of course. You're listening to 90.3 WRIU in Kingston. Tell your friends. The name of the show right here is called Traditions. Called Traditions for a reason. Number one, my mentor, Chuck Wentworth, named it as such. And I try to follow pretty much what Chuck did, but with my own variation, of course. And, Chuck always played an instrumental first. Kick off the show, he said he didn't want to start boggling people's brains with lyrics and whatnot. He thought that, that an introductory tune or two would be nice, and I do that, and I do that because Chuck Wentworth taught me how to do it and told me the reason why. What we do up here on Mondays is we dig through the roots and we climb through the branches of American folk music. That's our mantra and our mission. We started off the show with Don Reno the way we usually do, doing a tune called The Reno Ride, because it's just a fun dang banjo piece, and it's short and to the point, and we can get right to the music afterwards. Lets you know a little something different has happened. Then we get into some Chris Thiele, an album of his own, and then some Bill Frisell. Bill Frisell used to play with Miles Davis, but he has an album out called Folk Music. We heard his version of Sugar Babe after Chris Thiele. And then from there, we're going to go to Bill Cornett. I believe he's out in Kentucky somewhere. And he was probably born sometime in the late 1800s. So that would be the roots portion of the program. And maybe the branches might be Bill Frisell playing folk music and Chris Thiele and Bela Fleck ripping it up on the mando and the banjo. We try to run all the parameters up here. New artists putting out interest in music. Try to promote that as well. But then we dig back 100 years and we listen to Bill Cornett and do a tune that we all know, but he probably learned it from somebody who'd already been playing it for 20 years, and they probably learned it from somebody that was probably playing it 20 years and probably was something, named something different, and came over here and settled in the Appalachians in a coal mining town somewhere, and ended up being played like Bill Cornett's going to play it for us now. That's the roots and branches we like to celebrate up here, if that's what you're into. If you know somebody that's into that kind of thing, give them our number, 792-9030. Again, that's 401-792-9030. Got a call coming in. Thanks for that call. I'm going to pick that up as soon as I can. This is Bill Cornett with Cluck Old Hen, 90.3 WRIU.
And this is an old-time hillbilly song up in the eastern part of Kentucky, sang by Banjo Bill Cornett. Cluck old hen, cluck and squall. Ain't let eggs at the way they fall. Cluck, oh hen, cluck, tell you, if you don't cluck, I'm going to sell you. No, ain't the cackling, cackling a lot. Next time she cackles, cackling in the pot. Came around. leaning over a bar. But all that I need, dear, to make me feel fine is to know that your love will forever be mine. I'd give an ocean of diamonds for a world filled with flowers to hold you closely for just a few hours. Hear you whisper softly that you love me too. Change all the dark clouds to the bluest of blue.
People that play bluegrass music are some of the greatest artists that we have on the planet.
Tim O'Brien on the artistry of bluegrass music.
Bluegrass music is a real art form that we need to respect. It's every bit as valid as Yasha Heifetz playing the violin or Van Cliburn playing the piano. It is really a deep art.
Discover the artistry. Discover bluegrass.
Not to let the boys in. Now the medicine inside. He walks with a swagger and he says to the bride, stop all this weeping and swallow your pride. You will not die, it is not poison. Mama's in the factory, she ain't got no shoes. Daddy's in the alley, he's looking for food. And I'm in the kitchen with the tombstone blue. Flesh on the bone causes Galileo's math book to get thrown at Delilah, who's sitting wordlessly alone with tears on her cheeks there from laughter. I wish I could give Brother Bill his great thrill. I would set him the chains at the top of the hill and send out for some pillars and Cecil B. DeMille. And he could die happily ever after. Mama's in the factory, she ain't got no shoes. Daddy's in the alley, he's looking for food. And I'm in the kitchen with the tombstone blue. Well, my Rainey and Beethoven once unwrapped the bedroll. Tuba players now rehearse around the flagpole. And the National Bank of Profit sells roadmaps for the soul to the old folks' home and the college. I wish I could write you a melody so plain it could hold you, dear lady, from going insane. It could ease you and cool you and cease all the pain of useless and pointless knowledge. Mama's in the factory, she ain't got no shoes. Daddy's in the alley, he's looking for food. And I'm in the kitchen with the tombstone blue.
Tim O'Brien. Red from Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers. Fantastic singer-songwriter. Fantastic instrumentalist. Just celebrated a birthday March 16th, born 1954. I was hanging out in the backstage area at a festival and watching this dude play fiddle and warm himself up. Maybe I would have known who he is now, but back then he was just some new kid on the scene, and I don't even know who he was playing for. And Tim O'Brien came up with his fiddle and they started playing. And Tim's known for his mandolin work. Had his fiddle out and just to warm up together and to get to know each other a little bit, they said, well, why don't we do Blackberry Blossom, something that a lot of fiddle players might learn, mandolin players and guitar players these days as well. So it's on the first few pages of the What to Know book. And Tim said, let's do it in B-flat. And that's something some of the veterans will do to new folks on the scene to see how they know their chops, see if they can take a tune like that with two very different B parts, or parts, I should say. It relies a lot on open strings, and to have to play it up the neck like that. And the kid did it. It was pretty amazing. But it was also amazing to see Tim just rip it up without worrying about the perfection of a stage or not. Glenn, our new bluegrass DJ, he's been here like 5 years or something already. He's also met Tim and meets a lot of folks at bluegrass festivals. Pretty tapped into the scenes. Nice to have him aboard. Knows where it came from and knows who's taking it places. Once again, this is our fundraiser time here, and if you want to give a call here at 792-9030, we're not asking for credit card numbers or anything like that, just your name, your email address, and how much you'd like to donate, and then the foundation, the Alumni Foundation, is going to get in touch with you. And again, we do have a special promotion this evening. If you go to the Facebook page, there's a fundraiser week flyer up there from the Tradition Show. It's got five lines of three artists in each one of them. If you can name one artist from each one of those lines, you get a t-shirt. Then they're surplus t-shirts from the Tradition Show. I designed them myself. So we may not have your size, so we're going to get the closest to it. Or maybe the furthest away. I mean, heck, if it's not going to fit you, who cares at that point? So again, go to the Facebook page for the WRIU Facebook page, and you'll see a flyer up there. Give me one artist from each one of those five lines that came into the Tradition Show in the past few years, and you get yourself a t-shirt. You give me two artists, and you get two t-shirts. All three artists, all five lines, I think that's an impossibility. I don't think anybody can pull that off. But we'll figure out some sort of special prize, for sure. Last three tunes since Bill Cornett did his version of Cluck Old Hen, where the rooftop singer is doing Walk Right In. The Willie Nelson doing the old, is that Jimmy Martin? Jimmy Martin pulled that one out of the hat first. The Ocean of Diamonds. And Tim O'Brien doing the Bob Dylan number. Tombstone Blues from Red on Blonde. Which, as you guessed, might be a redheaded dude doing a bunch of Dylan songs. From up the road a piece in Burlington, Vermont, there's a bluegrass band with a drummer there called Smokin' Grass. Here they are covering Bob Dylan with It Takes a Lot to Laugh. It Takes a Train to Cry. Give us a call. 792-9030 and talk to Jody or Glenn. Give me your name, how much you want to donate, and your email address, and then say, thanks, Jody and Glenn. And you can just hang up and go about your way and email your friends, tell them what you did. Here's Smokin' Grass from Vermont doing Bob Dylan, 90.3 WRIU. Thank you. You're listening to 90.3 WRIU, Kingston, Rhode Island. It's Pledge Week here. You can give a call at 792-9030 and talk to Jody or Glenn.
Oh, grandfather, tell me how it was when you were young. Was the world so very old when your life had just begun? Oh, grandfather, tell me, is it true you worked the land? And the tools that you used, you made with your own hands. Before time was only money and machines made man a slave. Was the world all milk and honey before all the streets were paved? Grandson, I'll tell you truly how it was when I was young. The world was full of wonder in my first days under the sun. Before time was only money and machines made man a slave. The world was milk and honey before all the streets were paved. Machines make you a slave, and taste the milk and honey before all the streets are paved. Yeah, there's more to time than money, more to treasure than to save. Taste the milk and honey before all the streets are paved.
You're listening to 90.3 WRIU in Kingston, Rhode Island. The number up here is 792-9030 if you want to call and help us out with the pledge. We'd really appreciate it. Here's John Hartford with the Corn Cob Blues. And don't forget, go to Facebook and get on the WRIU site there. There's a poster with a bunch of artists on it that came into the tradition show. If you can name one from each line, each five lines, you get yourself a t-shirt, or somebody larger or smaller than you, depending on what we have available. But there are traditions, t-shirts, mighty handsome, and I designed them myself. And give a call, 792-9030, tell us what you think about that. Tell Jody or Glenn what you want to donate, if you can. If not, tell a friend, maybe they can. Here's John Hartford with the Corn Cob Blues.
Well, the cowboy promoted the wedding, you know, between the songs on his rock and roll show. The groom was thin and the bride was a tease, according to the sound of his latest release. They both were members of the backup crew, the thin man a-thinking them corn cob blues. Well, the rain came down and the crowd was slow, and the cowboy hollered and he stubbed his toe. Signs on trees from here to town, Hurricane Ethel couldn't knock them down. The thin man stands in a waterlogged shoes and he keeps on a-thinking them corn cob blues. Well, the cowboy sweats and he walks the aisle, watching his money in a sticky pile. He tears his napkin there at the gate. He promoted the wedding for 2 weeks straight. The thin man looks while the law comes through and he keeps on studying them corn cob blues.
Well, the bride sits there and she looks at the star. A hound dog licks his trusty guitar. The drummer tunes to the key of G. The fiddle player works for free while scraping old popcorn off of his shoes. A thin man hums M corn cob blues. The coffee boil, it's just as thick as crankcase oil. The cowboy sends her a kiss and a flower. He drinks 10 cups every quarter hour. The thin man wonders if he's adding booze, and he whistles out aloud them corn cob blues. Well, brother got mad at the skinny one, and the cowboy too, for all of his fun. So brother talked to the bride backstage, and he talked of love in a white hot rage. The thin man wondered if for love he'd lose, and he wrote another verse to the corn cob blues. Well, the thin man smoked and he looked at his knees, and he wondered if the crowd would all be pleased when the sun comes up on another day and he and the bride were far away. He didn't think the cowboy'd ever get through, so he could lose them corn cob blues.
Glenn, did you ever meet John Hartford?
I didn't meet him, but I saw him. Well, actually, I did, because I have a signed program from my very first, as it were, Winterhawk Festival in those days.
Yeah.
In those days, it wasn't a big fancy magazine. It was a foldable piece of paper.
Sure.
The program.
What year do you think that was?
That would have been 1996.
Okay, yep. That's... That's 3 years before I saw him, I think, in 99.
Mm-hmm.
I think, and that was that Winterhawk.
Mm-hmm.
And he was sick by then. He had been sick and then had a relapse, and but was going out. He couldn't shake hands
I do remember that very clearly. He was staying away from people.
Yeah, yeah. But still did the fiddle workshop.
Uh-huh.
And I at least got to ask him a question as we were going out, and... I was just my partner at the time. We were walking by him, and I'd pretty much just discovered John. You know, like I wasn't listening to him forever. You know, so it'd probably been a year or two into John at that point. But he was already a hero to me. I think I was so sad that he was sick and whatnot. But I like a kid does, and I was no kid by then, but I was John Hartford turned me into one. And I was like, Mr. Hartford, are you gonna sing Gentle on My Mind tonight? like John Hartford wouldn't sing Gentle on My Mind, you know, like, of course he's gonna sing Gentle on My Mind. If you don't know out there, if you're listening, Glenn Campbell really put Gentle on My Mind on the map.
Most certainly did.
But it's a John Hartford song.
Well, it is one of the most recorded songs by one of the biggest cover songs or most covered songs of all time, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah.
Frank Sinatra, amazing number of people have covered it. And there's a call.
Listener Phil. Listener Phil is a dedicated listener to not only this show but the station. He's just a music lover. And It's great to hear his insights when he calls in, and it was great to take his donation tonight. And so thank you very much, listener Phil.
Thank you, Phil.
When I was out in Salt Lake City getting my truck fixed, I was stuck out there like for 2 weeks waiting for my transmission to get fixed, my van. And went to the Barnes & Noble and bought John Hartford Live at the Mountain Stage. I think it had just come out. So that was like the year after that in 2000. And I swear I rode that thing from Salt Lake City to West Virginia, I bet. You know, I just kept hitting the play button, you know, do that again. I want to hear this whole album all over again. And yeah, I remember like putting the cruise control in the captain's seat and crossing my legs and just riding through like, I don't know, Montana or somewhere. I was driving through just big open spaces and listening to John Hartford. Yeah, it just
sounds like great cruising music to me.
Yeah, a big hero of mine, and I know of yours as well.
Absolutely. My opening music.
Yes, yeah. Glenn was talking about, Glenn Lawrence is the Bluegrass Breakdown DJ, if you weren't already hip to that. He took over from Mike Fishman a few years ago and really has made the show his own. There's a lot of really great contemporary stuff going on, and you dig deep and play the roots. You know the roots, you know the music, and you have a great radio voice, and it's just great to, great to have you part of the station.
Well, I try not to talk too much. It's all about the music and playing as much music as I can during a show.
Yeah, you know, and that's another Chuck Wentworth thing, you know, when you know, Chuck would interview you. You know, you didn't just like come here without talking to Chuck. So he made it clear that, you know, we're not up here to chat like we are tonight. You know, you play music, and that's
well. Before we let that go, I do have to say, like, personally, you know, what a privilege and really what a responsibility I feel to carry on the tradition of all the great DJs and community members and who have been here for decades and decades. And
well, you're doing it, and you're doing it seemingly easy, so thank you. Here's Aretha Franklin covering John Hartford's Gentle on My Mind. If you'd like to call in like listener Phil did, you can do so at 792-9030. And if you having problems with your phone coverage, then you can dial 888-303-9748, and we'll pay for it.
And we would love to hear from you.
And don't forget, go to Facebook, look at that poster, give me one artist from each line. That's five artists, and you get yourself a T-shirt. Here's Aretha Franklin with "Gentle on My Mind," 90.3 WRIU.
It's not clear.
Aretha Franklin, born in Memphis, Tennessee. Daughter of a preaching man. Born on March 25th, 1942. One of those artists that I didn't get to see. Like Ray Charles. Why didn't I go see Ray Charles when I had the chance? See the kids. We heard Aretha Franklin covering John Hartford's Gentle on My Mind, and then Think. You better think about what you're doing, guitar. Matt Murphy is what she said in the Blues Brothers movie there, with her cooking apron on and running the diner. Guitar Matt Murphy said, I gotta go on with Jake and Elwood here. Didn't go over well. Also celebrating a birthday is Elton John. Reginald something. What I remember, but later turned Elton John.
Good evening, WR Revenue. Would you like to make a donation?
So we just heard Aretha cover John Hartford. We're going to hear Aretha cover some phone problems. If that person could call right back, then I'd guarantee I'll take the phone call myself. But apparently there was someone on the other line. We couldn't get two lines working. It's pledge week. If you want to give a call, really, really appreciate it. If you want to go to the Facebook page, there's a poster up there. That's 15 artists that have come up to the radio station here. That's not all of them. It's just as many as I could fit in the poster there, and I try not to put the same ones every year. If you name one artist from each one of the five lines, you get yourself a t-shirt, and I'll mail it out at my own expense. We heard Aretha Franklin covering John Hartford. Here's Aretha Franklin covering Elton John, who's also celebrating a birthday. You're listening to 90.3. It's Pledge Week this week. Give a call if you can, 792-9030. If you can't, spread the word.
Deceived. you packed my bags last night pre-flight. 0 hours, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then.
All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space. Such a timeless flight. I think it's gonna be a long, long time. Touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man. Job 5 days a week. Rocket Man. Rocket Man. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. The touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man.
Elton John, he was born 1942, March 25th. It's a band called Iron Horse doing Rocket Man. When Elton was in his formative years, and actually, I think by the time he discovered Leon Russell, he was already a professional musician, I'm sure, or on his way. Leon wasn't that much older than him. But Leon was this big freak of nature that Leon was, and just incredibly flamboyant and outrageous in his own Oklahoma way, which is not too hard to be outrageous in Oklahoma when you're Leon Russell. Elton professes to taking a lot from Leon, and they later became friends, and Leon was having some health issues, and Elton got him out for an album and a brief tour, which actually set out on Leon's last solo tour as well. The album is called The Union, with Elton John and Leon Russell. This one's called A Dream Come True. If you want to help out here at the station, you can give a call at 792-9030. Again, that's 401-792-9030. It's a possibility we may only have one phone. We're not really sure. And, but we'll get you. If it's busy, call back, please. And you can also go to the station website, by the way. And follow the instructions there. Here's Elton John and Leon Russell, 90.3 WRIU, Kingston.
I can hear your heart pounding in my ear. Now I feel the sound, and the time is near. I feel the pain of all the things you do. Now the time has come, I know your dream come true. You make me so complete with the things you do, and the music's sweet, make me feel.
longtime listener to the show and a wonderful supporter. Thank you very much, Dave, for calling in and making a pledge. And kind of separated, they separated the phones this year to the DJ booth so we can make flashlight signals back to each other, but we don't talk instantly. But the word down the line is that Pete V is on the line donating to the tradition show. Pete V is the leader of the Free Rads, the Free Radicals. You'll see them play at Nick and E's and all over town. Sometimes it's the two rads, sometimes it's a three rad show, sometimes it's a full rad show. That's what he usually brings to Nick and E's. Sometimes his horn players, Chris Monty, will play with him. His brother Steve on the bass. He also plays in Forever Young. Danny's one of my better compadres. We used to run the open mic together down there at the Wood River Inn for years. Now he's taking on them duties all by his lonesome. So thank you very much, Pete. If I find out where you're playing this weekend, I'll make sure to tell the good people. We just heard Elton John and Leon Russell from their collaboration called The Union. A few minutes, we'll get to the folk listings, see what's happening around town here. The Galactic Theater has been knocking it out of the park lately. Find out what's going on down there. Here's Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats. Sweats. If I didn't get that out completely. I Need Never Get Old. 90.3 WRIU. Give a call if you can. 792-9030. Tell Glenn and Jody what you'd like to donate. And again, we do have a transmitter coming. It's coming in the fall, I promise. And if you like me, if you'd rather not make phone calls, you can get right on the computer there. Go to WRIU.org. Follow the donation links. They'll send you to the Alumni Association. And somewhere in there, there's a WRIU link. Hopefully it's not too cryptic. And again, if you can donate, please do. If you can't, maybe you can hit a share button. Tell your friends all about it. And if it's not this show, maybe it's the blues program on Sunday. Maybe that like gets you through the Sunday there and helps you just have some time alone out there cleaning the garage and does your mental health like so much better, and everybody who sees you Sunday afternoon just likes you so much more than they did in the morning, and they can't understand why, but you know, and I know, it's shades of blue happening every Sunday from 11 to 2. Maybe it's the trip on Tuesdays. Maybe it's this show right here, taking you away from the turmoil and giving you a better place to rest for a while on our tradition show every Monday evening. It is Nathaniel Ratliff. Give a call if you can, 792-9030.
love so strange. Said you never knew. While I try my best, hey, cover my eyes. It's a common way to blame and hide the truth. I know that some will say matters a little, babe. Oh, but come on and mean it to me. I need it so bad. Never get old. Standing in the rain, mean what you said, oh, and mean it to me. All of these lies, oh, and never again. Come on and say, and I'll say it again. I know that some will say it matters a little, babe. I'm a coming and mean it to me. I need it so bad. Oh, I mean it to me. I need it so bad.
Out of this fight, you're gonna help me wrap my hands, stitching up my eyes. You know that blood can blind, and them was big old boys. Had fists like cinder and stone, I dodge a blade on a dime, and they was out to cut my throat. It's a lot, it's a mark, they're gonna press down on you. It's a haze on my head, must have been hit too hard, off guard. I think I'm gonna be it tonight. If there's a one way out, it's to swing my way through the crowd. Blanket of pain that I can wrap up in. You got a hold of me now. Hey, that's a hell of a grip. And I admit I was tanked. And you could say I was pissing gin. It's hard to see, even if I close my eyes. It's 15 degrees, I'm gonna sleep outside. Cause I got no way to feel, and no way to ride. I'm busted, laid up, and dry.
I say it at least once every 3 months that I need to get in the loop of what's happening at the Mohegan Sun and perhaps even Foxwoods. Not because I'm a gambler or a rambler. But there's some great shows that come to the Mohegan Sun. I remember seeing Blood, Sweat, and Tears there doing the reunion. Doing Spinning Wheel, and When I Die. Grew up on that stuff. Crazy to see them live. I saw Ricky Skaggs, Brian Setzer, and his orchestra. Lyle Lovett. Seen a bunch of cool people over there. But too many times I find out because a friend posts live pictures of a show going on that I should be at, and one of them was Nathaniel Ratliff last night at Mohegan Sun. I'd like to thank Glenn for making his donation to the Tradition Show. You can do so as well if you want to give a call here at 792-9030. You can also go to WRIU.org. Follow some sort of matrix into the donation page somewhere. Hopefully it's not too hard. Amidst our time digging through the roots and climbing through the branches of American folk music up here on the Tradition Show every Monday evening, we stop about this time and give a shout out to some shows that have happened around town. We do it here on Monday, we do it on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and all the jazz shows, they give their listings as well. We have our own unique and one, and there's a lot of crossover too. So we feel like that's part of our duty here, being community radio, keeping the community engaged, giving some shout outs to shows that are happening around town, and maybe even playing some cuts of artists that are coming to town. But with venues having such a hard time after COVID, every little bit helps, you know. One of those places having a hard time is a hard time catching up anyway. It's a happening spot. But it's just a small spot. so you can only sell so many beers in a small spot. Since the Galactic Theater, a very unique spot where art is alive and well in the sleepy little town of Warren, Rhode Island. And if you went to the Facebook page and you went to that poster I posted about fundraising week, and you're taking the Traditions Challenge, trying to figure out one artist from each one of those lines so you can get yourself a t-shirt and you can be recognized as a proud Traditions listener out amongst the crowd. You might even make friends. They'll say, hey, you listen to Traditions too? Who knows who that person could be? Your next partner, your next boss, your next benefactor. All because you answered a simple question on a radio show, got yourself a t-shirt. But on one of those lines, Dave from the Galactic Theater, Sasquatch, he's playing there. He's sitting right across from me here playing the guitar and singing songs he wrote. And there's 14 other people in there, and if you can name one artist from each line, you get yourself a t-shirt. At the Galactic Theater this weekend is Joe Celine. That's Joe Celine. Coming up on the 11th is Beth Baron, probably bringing her string band. That's not a complete listing of what's happening there. I bet there's something going on every night of the week, but we just have two from Dave. We've got to ring his bell. Ask him what's going on. It's a safe place just to show up. You'll be entertained. Brian Templeton is coming to the Knickerbocker this weekend. And the Reckoneers. That's pretty cool. Brian Templeton is going to be on Friday evening and the Reckoneers on Saturday. And on Sunday, in the tap room, Jesse D'Orsi. Playing in the window, like that old alligator from Smith's Florist down on Beach Street as a kid in Westerly. That's what I always feel when I walk by the Knickerbocker and someone's playing in the window. Think of that poor old alligator. Jeff Pitchell and Texas Flood playing up at Chan's on Friday evening. Jeff is mostly known from his tributes to Stevie Ray Vaughan. He spreads out, does a little bit of it all, but got a nice thick Strat sound. He won't disappoint. Neither will Johnny Hoy and the Bluefish on Saturday evening in Chan's. Have you been to Chan's? You should go to Chan's. We should all go to Chan's together. Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, Friday evening at the Narrows, and Walter Trout bringing his brand of blues on Saturday evening to the Narrow Center for the Arts. Once a month, the Pump House Music Works down here in Peacedale, they have an open mic. I believe you get 15 minutes or 3 songs, whatever comes first. If you're writing 5-minute songs, you're a heck of a songwriter. So you might be done in 12 minutes on the average, I'd say. But you do need to talk and tell the people who you are and maybe something funny about a song you wrote. Or very touching, maybe. So take your whole 15 minutes and enjoy it down there at the Pump House. That's Saturday evening. Get there early. Bring a dish. Bring your grandmother's scalloped potato recipe. Amaze them with it. Tyler Hilton on the Met, down there at the Met, or up there at the Met on Main Street, Pawtucket. It's Thursday evening. Don't forget, every Wednesday, if you like the bluegrass music, which I know you do, who doesn't like the bluegrass music? It happens at Nickney's, up there in the old jewelry district. I don't see too many people pounding out the jewelry these days, but the bluegrass is happening on Wednesdays, and Marty and Friends are happening on Tuesdays, and the House Combo on Mondays. And when you walk in there Saturday, there's going to be drums and guitars and happy people. So go be one of them. Mark Cutler is celebrating a birthday this Sunday, I believe. Yes. It's happening at 5 p.m. It's up at the Parlor on North Main Street in Providence. Mark is a good friend of the show. He's done everything from play live up here to tell stories to last time he was up, he DJ'd, which was really fun. Hopefully we'll have him back to do that. It's nice to hear him talk about people he's met on the road, people he admires, songs that he admires, and he's quite an artist. Pretty dang prolific as well. So Sunday, that'd be a good time to meet up there at the Parlor, wouldn't it be? Nice 5 p.m. The way things are going, it's probably going to be cold, like fire weather. So let's go all huddle in the Parlor there and pay tribute to Mark Cutler. While I've been rapping, I haven't seen the phone ring or heard it ring. So I'm going to go check on Jody and Glenn, see if they're okay back there. Maybe you can bust the party up, though. Give a call, 792-9030. Give a little pledge to WRAU, and specifically the Tradition Show goes down here every Monday evening, and has for quite some time, 45 years or so, and I'm its second host. Its first being its foundation, it's Chuck Wentworth. And Glenn is alive. He poked his head around the corner and gave me a big smile, so everything's going okay in there. But he says that you should call him because they're getting lonely. It's real easy this year. You just give your name, how much you'd like to donate, and an email address, and then the Alumni Association will give you an email to verify, and I think they just send you a little a form, basically, and you can fill it out at will there. Try to give you a little vacation from life here every Monday evening. Mondays are tough. So it's nice to start right off with a vacation. If it's mellowed you out, if it's taken you away from what you were thinking about, if you found a little respite in the chaos here on Monday evenings, give a call. 792-9030. If you're from out of town, 888-303-9748. That's 888-303-9748. Or if you're like me, you would just go right to the station website. Do some navigation around there. Do it in the privacy of your own home. Glenn's Glenn, I'm going to play some Johnny Hoy and the Bluefish. Is that all right? All right, we got Glenn's okay. Johnny Hoy and the Bluefish at the Narrows on Saturday evening. It's going to be a good time, and you probably need it. This one's called Walk the Plank. Johnny Hoy and the Bluefish, Narrow Center for the Arts, on Saturday. You're listening to 90.3 WRIU in Kingston, Rhode Island. Numbers appear 792-9030, and you can talk to Glenn or Jody at any moment, at your will.
One, two, three. here comes the gospel story of Noah's Ark. When God looked down on this old world, his heart was heavy and sad. The world he'd made and the man he'd loved had all turned wicked and bad. As he looked over his creation, he was grieved by his own plan. But just before he destroyed everything he loved, he found him a righteous man. Brother Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah was a righteous man. He walked with his God day by day, holding to his hand. He worked without ceasing, preached without preaching. That's the truth that shall ever stand. Brother Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah was a righteous man. Well, God said to Noah, build a boat and we'll call it an ark. Build it long, deep and wide. I'm gonna tell you before it starts. I'm gonna send to you a two by two, every good and living thing. But gather up your family and shut the door, cause brother, it's gonna rain. For 40 days and 40 nights, the water came pouring down. The tears from God Almighty's eyes covered everything on the ground. Men were screaming, women were crying, Noah heard it day and night. But everything on the other side of that door disappeared clean out of sight. Brother Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah was a righteous man. He walked with his God day by day, holding to his hand. He worked without ceasing, preached without preaching. That's the truth that shall ever stand. Brother Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah was a righteous man. All right. And then one day the rain stopped falling and the ark came to a rest. High and dry was old brother Noah on the top of Mount Ararat. Well, he opened up the window and sent the Lord a dove. Well, the dove brought back an olive branch and we all got a bow of love. Brother Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah was a righteous man. He walked with his God day by day, holding to his hand. He worked without ceasing, preached without preaching. That's the truth that shall ever stand. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah was a righteous man. Well, Noah was a righteous man. Hey, Noah was a righteous man. Thank you.
If I were born to be a river, if a river is all I'd be, I'd tell the giver of all of the rivers to make me the song as I rush and ramble along.
The Secret Sisters with Tennessee Rivers Run Low. The Tennessee River runs low. Glenn, you look like you got news for me. Got news. Hot off the press. Good people. One time I was riding my motorcycle through the town of Quincy, Massachusetts, and it was just falling to pieces. And this guy who owns a shop there, he saw me there, and he put everybody in his automotive shop aside, and he took my motorcycle in, and took me in, gave me confidence for the ride, and fixed my bike. Sent me on my way. He's been a loyal listener of the tradition show long before I got here, a decade or so ago. It's one of my favorite callers, Don from Providence. Thanks, Don. Tom, thank you for your dedication through the years to help the circle go round and round here. Really appreciate that. Like I said, and I think Glenn was in agreement. We're trying to do a lot of things here. You know, we're trying to entertain, we're trying to educate. But mostly give you a safe place where none of that other stuff is happening. You know, if we talk about how Earl Scruggs created bluegrass music with three-finger style. Gave it the drive it needed, as Bill Monroe said. We have all sorts of stories like this that just mean nothing but just take you away. And that's if we can do that above all, I feel like we've done our mission. If we've done that for you, if you've had a driveway moment. From the Tradition Show, a parking lot moment, a hillside moment. You might have found yourself up there on a hillside and just said, I ain't leaving for 3 minutes and 47 seconds till this song was over. Before Glenn took over the bluegrass breakdown, I used to do it years ago, back in the year 2000, backing up for Mike Fishman, who was out quite often. And your mic is on, by the way, Glenn, so don't...
This thing on?
Glenn not only is Glenn a fan of bluegrass music, but he plays it as well, and plays folk music. He's quite proficient at the guitar and musical expressions. His dad, I had a pleasure of knowing, was a heck of a banjo player, and his parents. Long after anybody would say they should be, they were cruising around the country in this big old Winnebago. I don't know how they were doing it, because I'd be scared to do it. And, just a great environment to be around. Music all the time, right, Glenn?
Yeah, my daddy raised me well. He had me cut my teeth on Flattened Scruggs.
Nice. We're just here to take you away from things and hopefully entertain, shake your butt every now and then in the kitchen while you're chopping the carrots up, and just make you forget about everything else. So if we've done that for you, somehow give a call here, 792-9030, or go to the station website at WRIU.org and navigate your way down there to a donation button. Our furthest message tonight was my friend Bruce. He's down there in Kingston, Jamaica. So I said he was listening, and if he's still listening, here's something for Bruce in Kingston. 90.3 WRIU, if you can, give a call, 792-9030.
Way to make a living, weeping and a wailing, pulling the devil by the tail, pulling the devil by the tail. Up to the bottle, into the jalopy, open up the throttle. Oh, the ground is wet and the sky is pale. Pulling the devil by the tail. Pulling the devil by the tail. You hold the secret in your arms. A brand new baby and a box of charms. and snow in the crimson sail, pulling the devil by the tail, pulling the devil by the tail. Of superiority, ignore all alien orders, I say without fail, or you'll be pulling the devil by the tail, or you'll be pulling the devil by the tail, pulling the devil by the tail.
Special time within our life, and I guess I come to live here in your eyes. A thousand times I've seen you, and a thousand times you take my breath away, and fears and doubts consume me. I'm afraid someone will take it all away. Well, I hope I'm here forever, but I think it's time that we both realize that I guess I come to live here in your eyes. Thank you.
there was left of us was all covered in dust and thick skin. A half-eaten apple or the whole Sistine Chapel painted on the head of a pin. A lifelong love's work gone up in a smirk, and you didn't even see her waltz in. Now this love is a ghost, having played host to the most unoriginal sin. At the wedding we smiled as some devil played wild violin. Soon after the chapel, she offered me that apple. One bite and I was gone with the wind. And you needed no proof, 'cause the whole naked truth was wearing only an infidel's grin. And a proud schoolboy's boast of having left his post for the most unoriginal sin. Is humming all the venal shortcomings of men. But I found me this drink that can finally sink all the guilt that I've been wallowing in. Buddy, once you get started, once true love's departed, you do it over and over again. So tonight I will toast just whoever comes close to the most unoriginal sin. So tonight I will toast just whoever comes close to the most unoriginal sin.
I tried to look to see where Pete V was playing with his Free Rads or maybe a Forever Young show, but I didn't find one.
I don't think there's anything on the near horizon for Pete.
Yeah.
But as soon as there is, you can be sure that we'll tell you about it here on the folk listings at WRIU.
That's correct. Have you had a good time talking to people tonight?
I've enjoyed each and every phone call that we've had, and we certainly would appreciate a lot more.
Bunch of characters, aren't they?
They're all fine folks, if you ask me. Each and every one of them, we appreciate those calls so much.
792-9030.
And I just want to take a quick minute to maybe sing Tom's praises a little bit. Tom has been at the station for 20, 25 years, more, Tom. When did it all begin for you?
2000.
In 2000, so we've got 25 years at this station. And from filling in for Chuck all those years until for Chuck Wentworth, when Chuck couldn't make it into the studio all the time, and till eventually it became his Tom's full-time show. And as he mentioned, working on the Bluegrass Breakdown for Mike all those years. And Tom is an encyclopedia of music and folk music and roots music and roots and branches, as he likes to say. And again, if you appreciate that, you know, a good way to show that is by giving us a call to help support the station and keep this music going.
That was very nice, Glenn. Thank you.
From the bottom of my heart, Tom.
Thank you.
He's blushing over there, so he's got to say something now.
I wasn't ready for that. I used to, Friday night, I'm a carpenter by trade, and wintertime, working outside, by Friday, you're in a knot, you know, you're just beat up, you've been playing football all week, and so I had this nice little apartment house, a winter rental, down in Quonicantog, and I'd get the tub blazing. I'd get a nice full tub, and I'd time it just right for the Bluegrass Breakdown. And then Mike started having some problems coming in, and they'd play the station playlist. You know, Bill would have like Muzak Bluegrass going on, and I'd be like, no. Ruined my tub night, so that's when I talked to Dan at Narragansett Disc.
Oh my God, there's a throwback.
And started doing the Bluegrass Breakdown and filling in for the Kingston Coffee House with Jane Falvey and Dan Ceramic. And then, sometimes you end up doing like three or four nights, you know, to a Monday, Thursday, Friday, sometimes. It's been a pleasure. It's been a learning experience, you know, like when you took over, I remember hearing your apprehension about, holy smokes, I'm going to be stepping on people's toes and pronouncing things wrong, and all is like you have all these, you know, it's just pretty menacing 3 hours to put a show together like that every week. And Bluegrass listeners are, you know, they like what they like. And you cater to everybody. And you put a lot of work into it. It shows.
Well, it's a pleasure, and it's an honor, and it's a responsibility.
It is. Yeah, it totally is. Yeah. So,
give us a call up here and help us keep this thing going up here. We really could use your help.
One thing I was late on was these Corb Lund tickets. Corb Lund had a band called the Hurtin' Albertans, and I cover one of the Rank Strangers used to do this song about Ready to Play.
And Rank Strangers was a fine bluegrass local band that was around for many years, and they featured one feller who's sitting right next to me, and
I wish I remembered some of it.
Those were some great days.
Yeah, they were. Cora Blondie's playing up in Boston with Hayes Carl, and I stumbled upon it late. I tried to get tickets because I've never seen him. He doesn't get around here because he's from Alberta and he's got cows to tend to and such. But this is a song about when the roads run out, the directions run out, you know, there's no maps, there's nowhere to go, it's all new, fresh territory. Or old territory, and you're new to it. But it's a sign of actually having those experiences in the in nature, and also a sign of the times. You know, there's no roads here. Like, there's no traditional path to walk at this point. Here's Cora Blondie and the Hurtin' Albertans doing No Roads Here. Give a call, talk to Glenn and Jody, 792-9030.
Dark land. There are no roads here. There is no history, no written law to stay one's hand. Well, there's a grot over wagon trail that's headed for the west. And there's a teepee ring at the Purple Springs if your ponies need their rest. There's a shepherd out in Vauxhall in the coulees who may know. Shack's old and leaning, and that was 60 years ago. There are no roads here, there are no signposts. You got a man through this dark land. There are no roads here, there is no history, no written law to stay one's hand. Well, I see hand carts pulled by desperate settlers bent under the yoke. Of certain serfdom for this new faith of which he spoke. Trekking across the desert with a few intrepid Danes. There's times I still think I can feel the blood of Vikings in my veins. I hear strawberry roan and there's bison bones been bleached out in the sun. South of Frame and whiskey trade, the antelope still run. Hidden family reasons at the edge of consciousness. Silhouettes of grazing cattle on that old Milk River ridge. There are no roads here, there are no signposts to guide a man through this dark land. There are no roads here, there is no history, written law to stay one's hand. There are no roads here, there are no signposts to guide a man through this dark land. There are no roads here, there is no history, no written law to stay one's hand. No written law to stay one's hand. Living in town sometimes brings me down. Let me bestow this western blessing and share what
I have found me, you always have cows around. What else you gonna spend that extra money on? What else is gonna get you up hours before dawn? What else is gonna keep you toiling on and on and on? May you always have cows around. Come on, you know that you got too much time on your hands. Not merely enough complication in your plans. You need to invite all of the frustration that you can. May you always have cows around. Everything is better with cows around. Living in town sometimes brings me down. Let me bestow this western blessing and leave you saddle bound. But you always have cows around. What else could make the bishop swear like a sailor might? What else can cause such tension between a man and his wife? What else could ever bring all these enhancements to your life? May you always have cows around. What else is gonna get out when you don't close the gate? What else will make you prematurely show your age? What else will take a run at you in a fit of bovine rage? May you always have cows around. Well, everything is better with some cows around. Living in town sometimes brings me down. And although this western blessing leaves you cattle bound, may you always have cows around. Well, there's Hereford, Hyde, and Simmental, Welsh, Black, and Maine, and Jukey, and Nina, Limousine, Shorthorn, Charley, Watusi, too, Texas, Longhorn, Corey, Romagnola, Galloway, and Angus, Brahma, Brangus, Jersey, Guernsey, Holstein, hey! Well, you might have had to let them dig for oil and gas. You might have had to turn the place to an exotic game ranch. You might have had to do all kinds of things to raise the cash so you'd always have cows around. Well, how else you gonna lose it all like Daddy did? What else will make sure you leave nothing for your kids? It's too late now, you know it is. You might as well admit that you're the badly flawed and sentimental masochisticness. And that despite all the statistics and the advice that you get, you will always have cows around. Yeah, everything is better with cows around. Living in town sometimes brings me down. Well, you won't know what you're missing till you hear that sound. May you always have cows around. May you always have cows around.
Sending that out to my Uncle Don. Old Don used to run the Casey Farm, the farm in Jamestown there that now escapes my mind. He's a big Cora Blunt fan and loves that song particularly. 90.3 WRIU having a fundraiser this week. This is the Traditions version. If you'd like to donate, please do so at 792-9030. Or get yourself on the website, wriu.org. Here's Lyle Lovett covering Robert Earl Keane. Gonna stick with the Western theme with Rollin' By. 792-9030.
town on the plains of West Texas. The drugstores close down, the rivers run dry, and the semis roll through just like stainless steel stags. Going hard, going fast, going wide, rolling hard, rolling fast, rolling by. Now the mission still stands at the edge of the plateau, and a stone marks the grave of the old cowboy's life. Asleep in a time, in a town, just a young man, going hard, going fast, going wide, rolling hard, rolling fast, rolling by. But now the driving don't play no Friday with no big silver screen to light up the sky. And gone are the days of post-wartime love. Going hard, going fast, going wide, rolling hard, rolling fast, rolling. Filling station by the wind moans a dirge to a coyote's cry. And I'm back in my car, I'm out on the highway, going hard, going fast, going wide. Filling station while the wind moans a dirge to a coyote's cry. I'm back in my car and
Jimmy Vaughn, lead guitar player for the Fabulous Thunderbirds. Celebrating a birthday this week.
Hard to be. That's hard for me to keep on living.
Nathan, we had a little snafu here at the station, and I had to pick up that call. It was my first call. I think I did okay. But sorry if I was a little bit more aloof than usual. Really appreciate your support through the years. Nathan's out there in Bristol. Sandy from Charlestown says that she can get the traditional FM broadcast as of late. That hasn't always been the case. I don't know if that's coincidence or not, but the tower is coming. It's going to be here in, by next semester, I guess, or by the first semester of the year, September, October. That's what the word is. I'm gonna be a believer. I choose to believe. Drum roll for the furthest donation away. Katrina, up there in Noank, Connecticut. Thank you so much. One of the last nights of Dylan's tour was down in Texas, and he asked Jimmy Vaughn to come sit in with him. And the stuff that Dylan is doing today isn't exactly jam-friendly quite often, but Jimmy's pretty adept at picking up tunes. Got to see him once with the Thunderbirds. I think it was at some kind of electric General Dynamics thing over there, East Greenwich. Remember it being pretty industrial. It was raining. Jimmy wasn't looking like he had a good time. Then he cracked this smile, and it was almost like the sun came out. I think people actually applauded. But he was just nice and tight. It was a great band back in the day. Fran Christina from Westerly, Rhode Island, playing the drums of the Fabulous Thunderbirds, and Preston Hubbard from Providence playing the upright bass and the electric bass. Kim Wilson playing harmonica and singing. And Jimmy Vaughn, Stevie Ray Vaughan's big brother, who made the mistake of handing the his kid brother the guitar one time. Thanks. Good news for the rest of us. That last tune we heard was Hard to Be. That was Jimmy Vaughn and Stevie Ray Vaughan. The album's called Brothers. Here's Jimmy Vaughn back in the day with the Fabulous Thunderbirds. We got a few minutes left. If you'd like to give a call here, 792-9030. Thank you all very much for your support. It really means a lot, especially in these times.
Tell me what you're looking for.
So fun. It's Jimmy Vaughn playing the sixth string bass on those lead lines there. Fabulous Thunderbirds, Jimmy Vaughn, born on the 20th of this month back in 1951. I'm going to start wrapping things up so Liam can get in here and do his night visions program, and we have somebody on the line now. I'll come back and thank them and start wrapping things up here. Thanks again for your support tonight through the years of the station, of this program, the calls, and all that. I consider it a pleasure and honor to be here, and especially in the big shoes of my predecessor and mentor, Chuck Wentworth. Thanks to Beth in East Greenwich. And Jim in North Stonington, another faraway listener, another Connecticut listener. That's fantastic. I'll be back on Friday evening answering phone calls for the Bluegrass Breakdown with Glenn Lawrence. And that's about it. Glenn, did you have fun tonight?
We had a real good time, and boy, nice. People are so generous. It's really kind of overwhelming.
Yeah, yeah. You all have a great week. Treat each other right. We'll see you next time. Peace.
Yo, this Smokey the Bear telling you that you gotta be aware that only you can prevent bad stuff from happening. This is a public service announcement. You and I, we are the public. You and I, we gotta love that. Yo, this Smokey the Bear telling you that only you can prevent bad stuff from happening.
WRIU Kingston.
Ranger Station.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting in the forest.
Uh-huh.
1 second I'm having a smoke. Next thing I know, I'm face-to-face with Smokey Bear.
Wow.
And he told me it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
Did you know 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans?
I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous and you're not. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
The trip.
3 to 6 o'clock.
On WRIU, Kingston.
Racism is incipient in our society. Everyone has been tainted by this, especially here in the US of A. Science is real. The Genome Project is over. That's mapping the human DNA. We are all out of Africa, and we share 99.9% of the human DNA. Let the myths and other superstitions go. Live now.
More than 1 million wild animals are killed each year illegally. Poaching is a major threat to our country's wildlife. I'm Tom Barry. I'm an actor with a desire to preserve living space for wildlife. The Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust does just that. Works with private landowners to protect wildlife, to preserve natural habitats. To learn more or to work with the Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust,
WRAU 90.3 FM Kingston, Rhode Island. How's it going tonight, everyone? My name is Liam Diadamo, and welcome back to Night Vision number 40. It's my 40th show here at WRAU. Fun times. Do I have any big celebration for it? No, because it's only the 40th show. But there is a pretty big event going on all throughout this week. That's right. It is Radiothon. It's our big yearly major fundraising operation. You know, WRU, it's Yes, we get funding from the school, but a large basis of what we are able to do here comes from independent donations from listeners like you. So you know what? If you like what you hear right here on WRIU and you want to give back to the station, I encourage you to go to WRIU.org, click on those three lines in the top corner, click on Radiothon, and if you're feeling generous throughout this week, please make a donation. Anyways, getting into my show tonight, last week, Men I Trust released their new album, Equus Asinus, Horse Donkey. Pretty great name for an album, not gonna lie, but this is fairly different. Kind of vibe from what Men I Trust usually does. They're really, you know, generally they're in like very synthy kind of indie, but this is a much more airy kind of acoustic feel. So I got four songs, three from the album, but one song I discovered from Men I Trust that